New names. Abram and Sarai were getting older. Many years had passed since God had first promised them a son. They began to wonder how God could make a nation from them. Abram asked God if his good servant Eliezer could become his son. Eliezer had been born in Abram's house and belonged to Abram. God said no to this plan. God said he would bless Abram and Sarai through a child of their own. Abram and Sarai waited and waited, but they were still childless. Sarai decided on a plan. She owned a young slave girl named Hagar. She thought, if Abram and my slave girl Hagar have a child, then that child would belong to me also. Sarai thought she would help God keep his promise. God had a different plan. God planned for Sarai to have the promised baby. He was testing their faith. God spoke to Abram many times about his promise. He did not want Abram to forget. But God waited until Abram was an old man before he kept his promise. Sometimes it was hard for Abram to believe the promise, and once he fell on his face and laughed because he was then 99 years old. Once when God was talking to Abram, Abram bowed low before his friend and listened carefully about God's promises of a child and that the land of Canaan would belong to Abram's family. God said, "No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. I will make you the father of many nations. Kings will be among your children's children. As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her and give you a son by her. You shall call his name Isaac. He shall be born next year," said the Lord. After telling these things to Abraham, God stopped talking and went up from Abraham.
The message you have just heard.